Welcome to Shom Achshava and Adaf. We're holding in Zvachim Daf Zayin. The Gemara in Amud Beis wants to prove that an oilo, korban oilo, is a doiron. It's a gift. Why? Because if a person didn't do tshuva on said that he transgressed, so then zevach v'shem te'eva, the korban is not a korban. And if he did do tshuva, he doesn't have to bring a korban. So you see from here, the korban oilo is a doiron. Now the Achronim ask several questions on this concept of the Gemara. We'll mention two of them. And they both go on the same idea that we don't have an idea of Zevach Rishoyim Tehevo in a case that a person just did an Aveira Mitzvah Zeh. The Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Shgogos Paragim Aloch Zayin, he proves the idea of Zevach Rishoyim Tehevo is only when someone is Mumar Lehachis. He's a Mumar in order to anger and to go against and to rebel. But if he's a Mumar Lehachis, he's not considered to be Zevach Rishoyim Tehevo. So the Sefer Dam Zvachim on Mesech Zvachim asks, so what is the problem? Let's say over here, he didn't do tshuva. It's not Zevach Rishoyim Tehevo, and that's where the oilo works. Similarly, the Menachas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samech Dalet, after he established the opinion of the Rambam, that a person who did tshuva, it's good, but you're still missing vidui. Until he doesn't do vidui, until he doesn't express, he doesn't say in the words that he's doing tshuva, it's not a full tshuva. So although he's a tzaddik gomer by doing tshuva, but he still doesn't have a full kapara. So says the Menachas Chinuch, he brings our Gemara and he asks, the Gemara is asking why by oilo you will need to bring an oilo. Maybe a person did tshuva in his heart, he didn't do vidui, so therefore he still doesn't have a kapara, he has to bring a carbon. So the Achronim say an answer, it's brought down in Shiuri Hagrid on Zvachim, and Moshe Sternbuch Shlita says that in the Sefer Zivchei Kodesh, and others say the same idea. That there's two levels of Zevach Rishoyim Tehevo. There's a Zevach Rishoyim Tehevo that disqualifies a person from bringing a korban, because he does not qualify. He is a Rasha. That will be only Mumar Lahachis. That will be only someone didn't do any tshuva at all. He has a din of Zevach Rishoyim Tehevo. And that makes the korban possible. The korban completely is disqualified. But if a person did do some tshuva, according to Menachas Chinuch, he did tshuva, he didn't do vidui. According to Mishnah Melech, he's not a mumar lehachis. So even though the korban is not possible, but it still doesn't give full kapara to the person. As long as he's not fully did tshuva, the korban does not work. That's the second level of zevach v'shoyim tehevo. The zevach v'shoyim tehevo that's poisel of the korban, the zevach v'shoyim tehevo, even if something small, a person did not do a full tshuva, he doesn't have the full zevach v'shoyim tehevo. And this inyan connects to the Yisoid of Rosh Hashanah, the way I heard it from my Rebbe Moshe Pir Zatzal. Because the Rambam, in Hilchos Tshuva Paragimel, when he speaks about how a person is defined as a tzaddik or a rasha, he says a tzaddik is someone who's roiv schuyers, more mitzvahs than averis. A rasha is more averis than mitzvahs. And that's the din of Rosh Hashanah, goes with the Gemara that we know in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that says that tzaddikim nidorim l'chaim, rishoyim nidorim l'mavis. What's a tzaddikim rishoyim over there? Roiv mitzvahs is the sefer chaim. Roiv averis is the sefer of rishoyim. That's how you define it. So as for Moshe Shapiro Zitzal, since when in Yiddishkeit we go based on the majority? Moshe Rabbeinu, for example, he was a tzaddik gomer. There was one aveir that he was punished for. Because you have majority mitzvahs, so that's how you define, that's what you need doing l'chaim? L'chor has to do it. A person has some averis, he has to fix the averis. So Moshe explained that we know the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perkalef, he says that the Ikar Tshuva is the vidui. And if he didn't do vidui, so there's no tshuva. That's not the Menachas Chinuch they mentioned before. He learns in the Rambam, the vidui is the Ikar Tshuva. So the Ran and others ask on the Rambam, what about the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Mem Tes? The Gemara says that someone does Kiddushin, and he says, Al Menach Shani Tzadik, he says, I'm giving Kiddushin if I'm a tzaddik. Even though he's a Rosh Gomor, Mikudeshes, we choishesh to Kiddushin, Shema hira tshuva b'daitoi. Maybe he thought tshuva. Maybe he had in mind to do tshuva. So Shaila is, so what if he had in mind to do tshuva? But he didn't say vidui. So said Rav Moshe, and this is really what the Menachas Chinuch says over there, Mitzvah Shem Samach Dalet. There's two pchinas of what we're judging a person. There's a pchina of a person is a tzaddik or a rasha. How he defines himself. Are you considered to be a tzaddik or a rasha? What is your category? That a person could change with a hirur ba'am. He just has a thought. From now on, I'll be good. He changes to be a tzaddik. then there is a kapara on a specific ma'aseh. You want to come and rectify this ma'aseh? So there you have to go and do the darkei atshuva, and one of them is vidui. So there's to correct one ma'aseh and fix it, but there's another judgment of who are you? How do you define yourself? And that's the answer in the Rambam. Hiru tshuva can change a person. But to go and fix a ma'aseh, to go and correct a deed, you have to have vidui. And that's the pshat in Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah, the din is, who are you? We're not dealing now with individual ma'aseh. That will get to Yom Kippur. Al-Chayt. Rosh Hashanah, we're dealing in Malchus Hashem, and who's joining HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Melucha? Who is considered to be a tzaddik who's Mamlech Hashem in the world? That's where you go based on Roiv. The Roiv is not the number, as the Rambam himself says. Is the quality. Where are you noited to? How do you define yourself? And this is mamash nekud of the achronim in our sugya. There is a concept of yod tzaddik or a rasha. That a person is not a rasha if he's not a mumer lahachis, as the Mishnah Melech says, or if he had hero tshuva believer, as the Minchas Chinuch says. But he still didn't correct this mindset. This specific deed, you need to do vidui. Specific deed, you need to do full tshuva in order for it to work. Doesn't mean that you're defined as a rasha. But still, this deed requires the vidui. So we found here, in the week that we're coming to Rosh Hashanah, a gevaldike connection between the daf and the moyed. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshove email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.